The HPV vaccine protects millions of women around the world from cervical cancer or cervical cancer. Professor Ian Frazer developed and patented the first technology behind that vaccine. He was named Australian of the Year in 2006, has received more than 20 awards for his scientific work. He's in the country to talk to academics and students, and Professor Ian Frazer is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What's it like to make a profound difference to people's health?
Well, look, it's very exciting to be part of a program that's designed to make such a difference on a global basis, but I do always point out that I'm just one part of the story, and there are a lot of other people that have been involved as well.
Is yours typical in the sense that there's always a team, there's always an element of luck involved?
Yeah, there's always a team. Science always builds on the work that others have done before and relies on what comes after you. And yes, there is an element of luck involved. You have to be in the right place at the right time. But it's also true that chance favours the prepared mind.
So where do you sit in terms of cancer and cancer research? How much energy, how much effort, how much time, how much money should we be putting into it? And is it achievable in the foreseeable future that something significant comes out of it as regards dealing with cancer?
Well, look, we've made a great amount of progress over the last decade in cancer research. We have new drugs, but more importantly, we now have the ability to make use of the immune system to fight cancer. And that's translated into practice for a lot of patients with nasty cancers like melanoma, where even once the disease has spread, there's now a chance of cure.
What's the curve in terms of knowledge on the immune system? Are we learning rapidly?
Yes, I think we've made a lot of progress in my lifetime. Certainly when I came into the game, we didn't even know what the players in this game were, how the cells actually work. Now we not only know how they work, but we can manipulate them to achieve better outcomes. We can make vaccines that work for difficult diseases. We can make drugs that will help to cure cancer. And we can modify the immune system so that people that have nasty diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, which are caused by an overactive immune system, can be turned out. The disease can be turned down and even in some cases stopped by manipulating the immune system.
Are we looking for a cure for cancer, or is that just way too simple?
It is unfortunately too simple. Cancer, of course, is not one disease. It's hundreds of different diseases. But the better we understand these diseases, the more chance we have of using the knowledge to come up with better treatments.
So in talking about cancer being different diseases, are they markedly different diseases, or are we going to find out there's a common thread to each and every one of them in some way, shape or form?
There is a common thread. The common thread is genetic damage to the cells that causes the cells to behave abnormally. But each cancer is unique in that the set of genetic damage it has will be unique to that cancer. Breast cancer is not one disease, it's four or five broad diseases, and within those four or five broad diseases are lots of subtypes. And as we learn more about the genetics of cancer, it gives us opportunities for new specific treatments, but it also poses this big challenge that we can't just treat it all as one single disease.
And do you think one day we'll be able to map that so the genetic side of it will be able to tell you are predisposed to it versus the lifestyle aspects of it or not?
Yeah, well, we know some genes where the genes are born, you're born with them damaged, and therefore you're more at risk of cancer. For example, with breast cancer, the BRCA1 gene is something you inherit from your parents. But most of the genetic damage occurs during our lifetime, and it's just to the cells that are going to be in the cancer. What that gives us is targets. You know, if there's a particular gene that's abnormal, then that gene becomes a target for drugs.
So what do you reckon is the more productive way forward then in that case? The genetic side of it, or if you could magically somehow convince everybody to lead a decent, normal, regular, everyday life, not thrash themselves, we might attack cancer that way?
Look, we would have the biggest impact on cancer if we could just stop everybody smoking. That would be a huge effect. And then if on top of that we could add in keeping out of the sunshine, at least in Queensland, then that would have a significant further impact, because of course skin cancer is one of the commonest cancers, and most of that is due to sunlight induced damage. But having said that, even if we did all of those things, we're still going to have a burden of cancer, and we really need to understand better what else we can do to protect our genetic information in ourselves, if you like, to make sure that the cancers don't develop.
Appreciate your time very much, Ian. Ian Frazer, inventor of the HPV vaccine in the country.